Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast, where we're going to be talking about transforming lives, overcoming serious injuries, and aging challenges. We want to thank our friends from Avant for sponsoring this great podcast and conversation as we chat with one of our great colleagues, Dr. Tom Walsh, in the house. How are you, Tom?
Thanks so much, Adam. I appreciate you having me. I'm doing great. Enjoying a break in the weather here in Myrtle Beach. So.
Now you're getting us jealous over here. So that's great, though. Excellent. Well, some information about Dr. Walsh's passion for animals resulted in an abrupt turn in his life. After a successful career in telecommunications, he gave that up to become a veterinarian. And he has never looked back. After working years as a veterinarian, he found his niche, small animal rehab. And Dr. Walsh established Prime Pet Rehab, a mobile small animal rehabilitation and physical therapy service that treats animals at a number of veterinary clinics. Therapeutic laser is integral to his practice and is used daily to provide inflammation and pain reduction. And Dr. Walsh started using laser post-op for IVDD recovery and trauma. And he saw recovery for back surgery reduced from 4 to 6 weeks with half the time. With that, improvement in recovery time made a big difference for owners going through a traumatic event with their pets and helped with animals relax as well. And after seeing the results he got from his early work from laser, Dr. Walsh expanded the scope of conditions he treats and often uses it in combination with other treatment modalities with great results. And that's what we're going to chat about, something sure. That's certainly very near and dear to me, having dachshunds, so I know.
Yes, that's right. Right. That's between shepherds and dachshunds. I pretty much could exclude all my other clients. I could just cheat.
Right. Those. It's very niche specific right there. For sure.
Yep, indeed.
Very much. Well, I know that, you know, as a rehab specialist and with what you do, you probably get very difficult cases and ones that vets, I don't want to say given up for, but maybe saying, like, you know, transfer to another service to see what can be done. So what are some of those tough cases that you see?
You know, the reason I love rehab is because I couldn't do it in general practice. And I get that completely. Just the time constraints that the very often complicated cases really kind of go through. I really enjoy the cases just like we did in school, trying to figure it out and solve the puzzle. But I also like seeing the results at the end and being able to get an animal that is having mobility problems or neurological problems and being able to transition them through. In my colleagues in neurology and special services and as well as orthopedics are thrilled because they know that it's very difficult to shepherd the owner as we go through this path. You know, it takes a lot of work. You have to have help at home. And so I incorporate all of that as well into kind of almost like a teaching program for these owners.
I love that. And everything, it's all about teaching. And I love that you say teaching program. So, but what is the secret to that kind of success with some of those cases that you see?
So, you know, you take a case, for example, a dog that is limping severely. We've got video of, you know, the owner sends you a video of not even wanting to get out of bed. Front forelimb lameness. They go down for an MRI. They're dropping $2,500, $3,000, and it's inconclusive. And the neurologist says, I can't replicate this pain. I know we're in pain, but I'm not really sure. To be able to take a case like that, work on reduction of inflammation through laser cryotherapy, electrical stimulation, massage, and often combining all of those shockwave, all of those at the same time or right in succession, and also teaching the owner of how to walk them very slowly so we don't continue to aggravate things. And then, you know, I've had the ability to, within a few short weeks, 5 to 6 weeks or less, and the dog is now wanting to go back to doggy daycare and run around in hills and that sort of thing and give them their life back. And that's just, it's just so rewarding.
It is rewarding. Let's talk a little bit about laser therapy with that tin. So, vets tend to opt for the class four lasers. Yet, there's other ones that are out there as well. And I know that you enjoy and like the tiny class three device. And what's the reasoning behind that?
So, when I first, I had just been around the class four lasers that many folks have in their office, and there's nothing wrong with them. It's great, great products. But I when I started out this, it was during COVID. I didn't have a lot of money, and so I needed to be able to do something smaller. And I just thought, well, what I'll do is I'll just double or triple my protocols and see where it goes from there. And I realized that I didn't actually have to double those. I was getting results on squirmy dogs, on dogs that were just wanting to walk around, and I'm following them around with the laser, and all of a sudden I'm seeing results that didn't make sense with what I had been taught about lasers. It's all about, you want to get into joint capsules. You want to be able to get down to the cellular level. So it caused me to do a little bit of introspection and as well as investigation. And I realized that the key component is laser is a light wave. And if you tune the light wave the proper way, you will get down into the cell like you're supposed to, and you'll be able to affect changes. And so it's not necessarily the American-made muscle car idea to where bigger is always better. You've got, it works this, but you mentioned it's tiny. It's about the size of a cell phone length, and it fits in your hand like a small flashlight. This thing is so important in my practice because I'm constantly using this with animals that are moving around and not having a tether, being able to go around with them. It makes us be able to utilize this on moving animals, which is really cool, the ability to do this over range of motion. And that's what all of the research is supporting, that if we can do laser over range of motion, you get an increased effect.
I had one of my dachshunds, Clark W. Griswold, as many of the listeners know who he is. He,
Favorite name ever.
it's a great name, it's such a good name. He suffered, he didn't go down, but he was starting to have some, intervertebral disc disease issues before. Now, he was a strike one offender, and I have a rule in this house, like you're only allowed one time to have this happen, right? So the second time, he was just a little off with it, whatever. So took him to the neurologist, of course, and, class three laser is what we did. And I was doing it at home. I have it, doing it at home. And he's doing great, knock on wood and everything. But it just speaks to the volume that he didn't need surgery. He had a little bit of meds and then the laser and really good success that I saw for me. And I see a lot of dachshunds in my life too. And so I just wanted to say, I think that really does help.
It really does, and the thing is, what you're tuning that laser for is pain mitigation and inflammation control. But it also, if you mix in there like this Avant laser does, to where it switches from red to infrared, you also can get other benefits as well, systemic as well as localized. So I really like that versatility. It's kind of like a Swiss Army knife in your hand when you're working with these patients. And as you well know, Dachshunds can be opinionated occasionally, and
No.
they don't necessarily want to be held exactly where they may want to walk around or do whatever they do. And to be able to follow them is pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is. And let's talk about our older patients, our gray muzzles. Shout out to the gray muzzles and crusty faces and frosted faces. We love them so much. We deal with our older pets, with osteoarthritis and mobility issues. And why does your treatment laser therapy work so well for them?
Recent research over the past 5 to 6 years, mostly based in Europe, has showed combined modalities really do work with synergy. And by combined modalities, I'm talking about things like the laser therapy plus cryotherapy plus massage therapy at the same time. And when I mean that, I really mean that I've got my geriatric dogs, I've got them on a bed that is a pulse electromagnetic frequency bed while they've got an ice pack on, while I'm doing range of motion, passive range of motion, and also using the laser at the same time. The body is smart enough to pick up and utilize all of those different tools, and it makes an incredible difference. I will tell you without a shadow of a doubt that you've got dogs that come in and they leave from a 30-minute session walking completely different. They're not ever going to be completely healed. I can't turn back the clock and make them 3 years old again as much as I wish I could, but I can certainly make them feel good. And it's not, it very often will last several days. I usually see most of my patients, especially geriatric ones, twice a week. So like a Tuesday, Thursday, or a Monday, Thursday, Monday, Friday, somewhere in there. And it gives them a full week of anti-inflammatory relief that we've actually been able to cut down on the number of NSAIDs and for a lot of these animals. So wow. Proof's in the pudding. It's really pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's impressive. What about neurologic issues and nerve damage? Do you see much of this, and how do you treat this?
I see a ton of dogs. We mentioned IVDD dogs. We mentioned, I see a ton of shepherds with degenerative myelopathies. I see a lot of neuro cases, and even mystery cases that I've been referred to by the neurologist that says, yeah, we may have found a problem on the MRI, but there's, you know, surgery's really not an option here. I'm not really sure what to do. And I very often will add electrical stimulation in with, at the same time, the laser and the other modalities that I'm talking about. That if you do e-stim, that works on microamps. So now you're talking about connecting neural pathways and reconnecting neural pathways, and the laser actually plays a key component in helping to open up some of those. So I've had some miraculous things happen. Dogs that for 6 months were dragging their hind limbs, being able to get back up again. In fact, I've got one right now that is a shepherd. He's a farm dog. And he went completely down in October. And here it is February. And we've got him back up standing. We've got proprioception back again, and we are working on getting training his gait to actually start up again. Wow. So it's stuff that I never believed was actually possible, because I didn't see cases like that when I was going through school or just in general practice. So I'm very impressed with the neurological capabilities.
Yeah, that's great to hear. It really is. And it gives hope to those cases too, you know, because it's going to be challenging.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And from your experience with your patients, what are the most important insights, and maybe, you know, things people haven't considered that you can share with the listeners?
You know, I think the biggest thing is consistency. When we go to human physical therapy, we have to have it on a schedule, and you have to listen and do the things that the doctor tells you to do. The consistency in the office, but still that's only a small fraction of the time that they have that week. So you have to really communicate that, how important it is to that owner at home to continue on with the basic exercises that you're prescribing, follow up every exercise with ice, little basic things. But one of the things I've noticed, because my compliance rate is over 90%, which is unheard of in the industry, but I have noticed that if you tell them why you're doing what you're doing, explain it and show it to them, demonstrate it, very often they realize that they are part of the solution. They know that they're paying for therapy on top of, you know, maybe other medical situations that they're dealing with. They understand the expense there, but they also realize that you now are part of a team. We're working together to what we can do here in the office, and what you can do at home. So it works pretty well.
I like that, because, you know, the things that you're doing, I mean, not everything, but you could educate the pet parents to do some of these physical therapy exercises at home, some of these modalities that you're talking about. It doesn't just necessarily end at the office visit. It can happen at home, right?
It's absolutely true. In fact, I tell owners all the time when they come in and they're thanking me for healing their babies and all that, I always turn that back around to them and say, listen, I spend like 0.05% of the week with them. you guys spend the rest of the time. And without you, I can't get to where we're getting at the same time frame. So 100% that the buy-in from the owners is key.
Yeah. And nothing must give you greater joy than to see these animals move. I mean, it's almost something you take for granted. I know as a veterinarian, we deal with many cases, but when it happens to you and your dog, it's like, holy smokes. I'll never forget when I saw it with Carl that went down. It's devastating. Like the whole veterinarian hat went off and the dog dad went on. And I was just a mess, as you can imagine, as you know, with your, you see with your clients. And the fact that veterinary medicine is so advanced now, where within 12 hours that dog was walking, already starting to do PT, laser therapy, and getting him set up to do, you know, hydrotherapy as well. I just thought it was incredible to witness veterinary medicine from just a dog dad's lens. And it just makes you so proud to be in this profession.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The advancements that we've made, but also the attention to care.
Yeah.
You know, it's not long ago that those dogs would have had to been put down because there was no other option or no conceivable option that we could ever come back from something like that. And, you know, I see about 20 to 25 patients a day. And I currently have, I think maybe 10 or 12 of them in wheelchairs. And you're talking about animals that, even though we may not be able to get that miraculous recovery where we can use those hind limbs again, we are actually improving that quality of life and giving them that time with that owner that, hey, I know this is one of those things where it's not the perfect scenario, but guess what? I'm still a dog and I can still go do stuff. And, you know, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Well, excellent, Dr. Walsh. Tell the listeners where we can learn more about you.
So my rehab clinic is Prime Pet Rehab in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And you can look on the web. If you look on the web, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, just squish Prime and Pet together when you're searching and you'll be able to see us. We've got a blue dog and you should be able to see that logo. It's pretty much on everything I own.
How long have you been in practice that location?
I actually started as mobile during COVID in 2020, May of 2020. Within 2 years, I got the unbelievable opportunity to be able to have this building. So this past November, we celebrated 2 years in this building.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's doing really well. We've gone from seeing 10 to 12 dogs a week by myself to now 20 to 25 a day.
Wow. Incredible. Great job. Thank you for all the great work you're doing.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes. Well, thank you for being on the podcast. And thank you to our friends from Avant for sponsoring this great conversation. They have wonderful, powerful, portable therapy lasers for you to check out, too. So don't forget to give them a look as well. And on behalf of our friends here, DVM360, myself, Adam Christman, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to rate the podcast. And we'll see you next time. We're here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.